You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
From the center of Oakland's protest movement, we move about 400 miles south to Los Angeles, where Celeste Headlee is on assignment this week. She visited the campus of UCLA, and while students weren't camping out as part of a protest, she did find a tent community, hundreds of homeless students. They have shelter during classes and then have to find a warm place to sleep when the library closes. She sat down with one homeless student, Michael Kashikian. He's an undergrad majoring in anthropology.
So, Michael, you know, let's just get the basics out of the way. You're in your sixth year because you changed majors to anthropology, right?
That's right.
And your family had saved up money for your college education, but then what happened?
Well, it was really helpful to have that money saved up. It paid for my housing for my first 2 years. After that, it was, the savings were pretty minimal and they were depleted. And then the next 3 years of my career, I was able to work as a resident assistant to help pay for the rest of housing.
And then what happened this year?
Well, this year, that's a one-year commitment, that job. And this is my last quarter here, and I wasn't able to have that job.
Because you were only going to be here for a quarter.
That's right.
And your family also hit some rough times.
The family hit rough times. My dad's been out of work for the past 16 months, and sending my brother to school as well as myself, it's been challenging for just all of us.
So how are you living? I mean, where do you sleep?
I don't have a permanent place, so I try my best to stay in the safest and warmest places that I can, and I try to switch between friends every few days just to not have that imposition.
So you're not
on them.
Burdening.
Yeah, yeah, and I try my best to take out the trash or do the dishes as a form of payment. And sometimes I'm not able to necessarily have a friend's place to stay, and I just make do with that.
Well, what does that mean, make do? I mean, have you ever come into the situation where you don't have a place to sleep?
Yes.
And then what do you do?
I do what anyone can do at that time. Sometimes I stay awake and then nap during the day. If I can't necessarily find a place and it's cold, it's pretty impossible to sleep.
Do you have a scholarship?
No, I don't have a scholarship.
You get other forms of financial aid?
I used to get FAFSA, which is the federal student aid, and that's been helping me with tuition. I'm very thankful for that.
But all the costs beyond tuition are on you.
That's right. And this is my last term. I believe I'm one term over, and FAFSA doesn't support that.
All right. So let me try to understand exactly where the issue. I mean, if I were the administrator of UCLA, if I were in charge of helping somebody like you, what is the real problem here? What is it that's actually caused you to be a homeless UCLA student?
I simply cannot pay for a place. I don't have the means to do that. I don't have the funds necessary.
But how does UCLA fix that?
Well, they fix that by offering you loans, and I have two qualms about that. First of all, I've pledged to graduate debt-free, as I've seen what debt has done to a lot of friends of mine, and I also don't have a guaranteed job after college, so I can't really be confident in paying off my debts, and seeing as how my dad has been out of work for over a year now, that's a reality that I might have to face.
Most students will have to have some kind of student loan debt when they leave college. And this is the issue for you, is that you don't want to.
And that's my second point is I personally do not believe that students need to enter into a debt situation in order to get an education, which was once very manageable to do without being in heavy debt. And a lot of other places offer free education. And I'm not going to go so far as to say that should be the way it is everywhere. I'm not going to say that. But We're a fantastic country. We're very powerful and wealthy. And although we're having an economic slump right now, I still think that education should be a priority, because education is what's going to be the savior, if you will.
We're speaking with a student at UCLA, an undergraduate student named Michael, who's been homeless throughout this quarter. I mean, obviously, for you, it becomes complicated because you don't want to be in debt. And I don't blame you. I'm still paying off my student loans, and I'm 41 years old. And I had full ride scholarships. So to that extent, do you think that the cost of the tuition isn't really the issue? I mean, would it matter at all? Since your tuition is covered, would it matter how expensive the tuition was?
Well, certainly, yes, it would matter, because if tuition isn't that expensive, that means that students or parents would have more money left over to pay for housing.
All right. So if I were the administrator, not just maybe not of UCLA, what if I were the administrator of these UC schools? What would you tell me? Give me two things I could do to solve the problem.
If you walk around campus right now, you can see a lot of different building projects going on. That's a lot of money going into those projects. And maybe some of that money could be geared to help homeless students in a small way, perhaps. Maybe even just ways to get food every day, because that's one of my biggest struggles, is having a good meal every day. And I think that if at least the food was covered, I'd be a lot more confident, and I wouldn't have to worry about day-to-day survival, like I'm living in the jungle or something like that. And we could open up classrooms to stay in classrooms. You know, that's just basic housing that could be done very cheaply. I mean, that's
almost like a shelter.
Sure. Just somewhere to stay, somewhere that's warm.
And when do you graduate?
I graduate in 5 weeks, end of this quarter.
Well, good luck to you, Michael. All the best, and good luck finding a job. This is Michael, who in 5 weeks is going to be looking for a job, for all of you out there listening. Good luck, and congratulations 5 weeks ahead.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that, and thanks for trying to spread the word about this issue.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.